Welcome back to Ravenous Chat. I am here with Dakota and Miranda. Yeah, we're all back.
Yay!
For one day only right now.
Yeah. I got the baby.
Yeah, you do have a baby, yes.
Yeah.
Well, you have my baby.
Yeah.
Not the other way around.
Miranda did not have,
no.
Yeah, Miranda did not have a baby while she was in college.
No.
That would be a little too soon.
Yeah.
It'll be very too soon.
That would probably be That's not possible.
No, it's not.
No.
So,
that means I would have been pregnant while I was here during summer.
And you're tiny, so we would have noticed.
So how was your week?
My week, it was actually pretty well. It was a crazy week. It started off crazy and then it ended well.
Well, what was crazy?
On Tuesday, I had like 3 to 4 different things that was due already.
Oh.
And then I had a test on Wednesday.
And then
everything calmed down after that.
Nice, nice.
Yes. And because, well, Thursdays and Fridays, I have only one class.
That's nice.
Yeah.
So you kind of came up here Friday.
I was working.
So you, yeah, I was
We're here. Trying to get her not to work tomorrow so she can stay the night, but apparently she doesn't like the idea of us giving her diarrhea.
Yes. It's just a little diarrhea.
I do not
like
diarrhea.
Listen, Joe and I have both had colonoscopy preps in the past.
I've had some shoved up my ass. Yes.
Yeah, we know how to get you through it. I got some Depends in the bathroom for when I was pregnant.
No, I have to run Friday, next Friday.
That won't affect you today.
Oh, it will affect me sooner or later.
Yeah, Monday.
I'm still okay with not pooping a whole crap load.
That's what you say.
And the binky has been dropped. So if you hear little baby sounds, it's his little input. Oh, why did you give me that look? Did you see the look he just gave me?
Yes.
He glared at me. He's like, give me back to... It might need rinsed off since it was by the cat box. Oh.
Oh, that was not good.
Oh, you know what that look was, right?
No, I didn't see it. But, okay, back to the podcast. The
podcast, yes.
Yes.
Because this is an audio-only podcast.
Yes.
This is it, no video podcast.
There you go.
Sadly.
Yeah, no, we don't have the technology to do the video one yet.
We do. Yeah. Joe just doesn't want to do it. So if you want to see... If you want to see us video, let us know. Tell
it
Joe.
It will not happen.
I'm already down for it. I got all the equipment.
Do you really?
Yeah.
It will not happen because that means I actually
My dad
do
gets
a
me cameras like every like holiday.
That's awesome. Although it would have to be like during summertime.
Yeah.
When I'm actually here or break.
We just have Miranda up in a little Snapchat window on this town the bottom.
On Zoom,
yeah.
We'll put the laptop next to the microphone, but we'll work it out. I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Okay, so anyway, since you didn't tell us anything, what's the topic?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I got a story.
Okay.
So, you guys know how I quit my job.
Yes.
Yeah.
Abruptly.
I just learned.
Yes. It was very abruptly. I got to go and become a training STNA at a place. But I had to do a physical. And let me tell you, this was the most stressful physical I think I've ever done in my lifetime. So, here's the thing. Well, they say, yeah, you gotta do a physical. Got it scheduled up for the next day. 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Cool, whatever. So I went there, filled out about 3 or 4 different pages of my health history. Through the hospital I've been to my whole entire life. So they know my health history. Just one click. Oh, hey, look, this is pretty much everything we need to know.
Yeah.
So I had to fill all that out. Then had them go back. They said, oh, yeah, you got to pee in this cup for a test to see if your kidneys are working. I don't know. So I couldn't pee the first time.
You had to do a pregnant test?
No, to see if my kidneys are working.
Make sure your kidneys are working.
Pregnancy test. All right, go ahead.
No, it's... no, it's
hey, Joe took a pregnancy test. That's going to be the title of this episode.
Oh, no, that's not the title. It hasn't turned horrible yet. So they gave me 2 cups of water, and I went to see the actual doctor because I was talking to the nurse. They got my blood pressure, my weight, stuff like that. So I went to go talk to the doctor, and the doctor said, okay, now you got to stand up, pull my arms out. He was sitting there telling me to close my eyes. So I sat there. He pushed on me, pulled on me, make sure, you know, I was able to keep my balance. They said, drop my pants. I was like, why am I dropping my pants? So I dropped my pants, got my underwear on. It's like, okay, this is kind of weird. He said, he's like, oh no, underpants too. It's all gone. So, like, here I am, dropping my underwear. This dude's eye level to my dick. So I was in there. I was like, dude, I don't know what's about to happen, but I don't know if I need to call someone about this. So he sat there, grabbed my balls, legit put his finger up next, like behind my balls, told me to turn my head and cough. I'm sitting there, I was like, oh, I don't want to do this anymore. Sure took the job at Chili's. But I'm in too deep now. I mean, he has my balls in his hand.
Literally.
That's part of a physical.
Yeah, I did not know that.
I'm so glad that I'm not a guy.
Well, I mean, for girls, when we get, like, when I had to get the test after baby, they put their whole hand up my hoo-ha, and then we're pressing on my boobs for, like, 10 minutes.
Yeah, well, you know, still, it was not like having a old man grab your balls.
Can you imagine all the athletes? They got to do that every, like, year.
Yeah, no, I'm good with all that. Don't be grab my balls.
Athletes do that every single year.
Well, so you grab my balls, and then after that, I still couldn't pee. So, like, they gave me 2 paper cups of water, couldn't pee. So they gave me another 2 paper cups of water, still couldn't pee. So they gave me, like, I think I did, like, 8 cups of water before I could actually pee a little bit.
Did you fill up the whole cup, or was it just a dribble?
No, it was, like, not even half the cup.
Oh, my God. Hey, I would have been like...
How do you expect someone to pee with only that much if it was... Because I know how big those are.
Those are they're tiny little cups.
Yeah, I only did, like, half the cup. But they didn't need that much. It was just make sure my kidneys are working. They put in a machine, well, in a stick thing.
Yeah, they put the test strips in.
Yeah.
Because for girls, that's what they do for pregnancy tests. They just put in 2 lines. Okay, cool, you preggo.
Yeah, they make sure everything works. But I was there till...
Is that how they do that, honestly?
Yeah.
How else do they do it?
There's a little strip they do, yeah. You didn't know how they... What?
No!
You don't know how pregnancy tests...
You peed in a cup!
Yeah.
You don't know how pregnancy tests work?
No, I knew how to pregnancy test worked, but I thought, like, when you go to the
hospital... you get a more advanced pregnancy test.
They do it, like, in a certain machine or something.
They stick a camera up there to see if there's a baby falling up.
No! I was thinking, like, they, like, dump it in a, like, a type of machine type of thing.
No, that's why it's in the cup. They just put stuff in the cup.
I did not know that.
Oh, yeah. So I was there for 1.5 hours because I couldn't pee. And moral of the story.
Yeah, he's literally texting me like, I can't pee.
Oh, the worst part hasn't even came yet. So in between, like, my pee tests, I also had a poop.
Oh my God.
I remember now.
So I took a shit there. I was hoping I could pee while taking a shit. But I couldn't pee. So then I got up. It's like, I'll just flush the toilet, you know, nonchalantly. Hopefully they don't hear me try to flush the toilet. So I tried to flush the toilet and it went flush. My turds were sitting in there. I couldn't flush the toilet.
Oh my
So this is not a fun time. I was at, like, test room 2, sitting there trying to flush a toilet. It wouldn't flush.
Oh my.
So I walk out of there. It's like nothing came out. So I had to go in the waiting room for like 20 minutes, scared every time they opened up the door. I was like, Mr. Mike, you broke our toilet. But when I went back to go pee, I saw that room was closed and the bathroom light on. So, you know, I'm hoping someone else took the blame for that one.
Oh, my goodness.
Don't know who would have took it, but I was hoping it wasn't me.
So you literally just left crap in the toilet.
I left my shit in the toilet. What else do I do with it, Marina?
He literally told them nothing came out, and they have to go in there and just see Mount Tertius. Like,
it wasn't even one of those. It was like some fucking... turds in there.
Oh my goodness.
And the toilet wouldn't flush. I'm sitting there trying to push this lever down repeatedly. Nothing's coming out.
It was like through this week, I think maybe in the beginning of the week, our toilet in our dorm exploded pretty much.
How does it?
How?
How do you make a toilet explode?
I don't know. I guess they did it last year too. Like,
how do you make a toilet
so
explode?
So basically, when you flushed it, it would swirl around and then, like, the water would come up and out of the
toilet.
Yeah, and literally it just, like, sprayed to the side.
That sounds like I see some new
toilets. Yes, like a little baby when it, like, sprays.
When a baby pisses,
yes. But this time, it normally did that like once or twice and that was fine because they didn't want to deal with it. But then the toilet like would keep on spinning and not like going down but going up and out, and then it was like squirting everywhere. It made a puddle through the whole entire bathroom. There was like the RA that was on duty is a guy. So he was like, can you make sure there's no girls in the restroom? I was like, yeah, sure. I had to get all the girls out. And but everyone wanted to watch the toilet like spin, spitting out water.
I would watch
low key,
it.
I would too.
Yeah. So he was like, so just don't take a shower right now. Don't brush your teeth. Don't wash your hands. Don't go use the restroom yet until they figured stuff out. And then
turn off the water line to the toilet. There you go. Problem solved.
You turn it off to the whole floor. Then yeah. They have the communal bathrooms.
I know, but like there should be a separate valve to turn off the line to just the toilet.
The thing is, for our dorm, there's only one female level.
Yeah, but there should be just a thing
for the
toilet.
You can't have no water for a college bathroom. So even if you turn it off, if you don't get it fixed right away, you're having a health code violation.
I was about to say.
And technically, then none of the girls can stay there.
Should be.
And there's like...
just a spigot for one toilet.
I think there's like 30 of us in there.
Yeah.
And one...
so y'all need to pee.
Yes. And shower.
Yeah.
Yes. So, we was just all like waiting around for them to fix it. And then it was only maybe 30 minutes later the hall director came along and was like, yeah, just... don't use the first toilet, and if you want to use, like, the downstairs public bathroom, you can, and, well, you can still take a shower. Like, thanks, I'm going to take a shower.
Yeah.
It was an interesting time.
So, Dakota, did you do anything fun this weekend?
I went to school.
That was it? No fun stories?
No.
Ah.
Oh, yeah. My baby daddy forgot to give my babysitter the diaper bag for the baby. So
that was me.
You
could just say me.
Yep. So I had to go over and get my baby real quick because, you know, he had no diapers.
He had diapers. Just had no wipes.
Yeah. I mean, what, you want me to just dunk them in the sink a couple times?
Use a hose.
Or in the toilet.
Use a hose.
No, don't eat the speaker.
So we gotta keep everything away from him.
Yeah.
Because he tries to eat everything now.
Yeah. He tried to eat plastic the other day, so that was fun. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so what is our topic? Because I'd really like to know.
Yes. Yeah, so
okay, so what we're gonna do is first, you know what time? It's time to take a break. Give our friends of the show the time.
You're really not gonna tell us what it is?
Not until the very last moment.
Oh,
Joey,
my God.
Tell us what it is.
I will.
Tell
after
us
our sponsor
what it
break.
Is, or we riot.
You can riot during our break.
You rude.
You really are.
I'm moving out.
Yeah.
Is he even Gray says no.
But yeah, so
just
I cut
to the sponsor so we know.
Anchor and who else? I can't remember the website. Oh yeah, Pandemics by Gray T. Of course, our sponsors.
Yes.
All right, there's also another sponsor, Gray T's, sent out their line of Pandemic shoes. They are pretty nice looking shoes. They are custom made in Italy, shipped to you free in the United States, England, and UK. Limited edition shoes. I believe there's only 20 something days left to order them. And the website would be www.aliveshoes.com/pandemic, PANDMIC. If you do not love those shoes, you can return them for free. No questions asked. Again, that is www.aliveshoes.com/pandemic. All right, and are you guys ready for the actual...
yes, we've been waiting.
Yeah.
So, I did some research
on
a very popular site for, you know, middle schoolers. Because why not?
Is it Pornhub?
That's a popular website for high schoolers.
Well,
isn't and like middle school when people said I've never watched porn. I've only ever read porn, but like,
why don't you read porn? Just watch it.
Because I read fan fiction. Okay.
I can't say I haven't read.
Oh yeah, like, when you told me you read webtoons, I knew right away you read some scandalous fan fiction in the past.
There's like fan fiction with Why Don't We, and they can get like detailed.
Isn't that the name of a band?
Yeah, yes, which means it's about them.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay.
Okay, so what is this site?
It is urbandictionary.com.
Oh, God.
Why would you do...
So, we are...
What? Hold on. Wait. We gotta let this growl go through. Go ahead.
Oh, he's not growling.
Oh, you're not going to do it anymore?
Only one word. I'm glad you got your 2 cents in there. So, we are so out of touch, so I decided what I'm going to do is I'm going to tell you guys some words.
Okay.
Oh, goodness.
And you guys got to try to figure out the definition of these words.
Okay.
Sorry for the growling.
Yeah, that's my child. He's probably trying to poop.
Okay.
Let him poop.
After the show. You can poop after the show. But yeah, are you guys ready? Okay, now we got everything back to normal. You guys ready?
Yep.
Okay, so I got a few of these.
Okay. Are we supposed to guess the definition or something?
Yes.
Okay.
So I'm going to say
We've already tried this before. Do you remember how this went?
Oh, it went pretty great. I had a great time. But these are different words. There's not real words, Miranda. Well, they are real words in Urban Dictionary language, but they're not actual words in a dictionary.
I don't know what we did, but we did something like this before. Oh, we just did, like, a guessing game.
Yes. Are you ready?
Yes.
Sure.
I don't remember what episode that is.
Maybe, like, 3.
Yeah, it was maybe an early episode.
2. Something like that.
So, the first one. Milves.
Milves?
Milves?
Yes. Milves.
Can you spell it?
MILVES. Milves.
I feel like this is just like a worse version of MILFs.
That's very possible.
You guys gotta at least get a little bit close.
I don't. That's all I got.
Origin.
I don't know the origin. American. I don't fucking know. Alright, so the word was MILVES.
MILVES.
Yes.
Is it like an actual word or is it a acronym?
No, it's an actual word.
Oh.
All these, I'll tell you if they're acronyms.
Okay. So MILVES.
Yes.
I feel like that'd be a name for milk.
I feel like it's MILF/ELVES.
It is a plural for MILF.
Ah, that was the closest.
Yes. So if you have multiple MILFs that you like, they're called MILVES.
Alrighty.
It is. You guys ready for this next one?
Yes.
So this one's a saying.
A saying. Saying, okay.
Wetter than an otter's pocket.
Wetter than an otter's pocket?
Yes.
What are we supposed to be guessing here?
Like, what does it mean?
That something's wet?
Like, if mine is wetter than an otter's pocket, what does that mean?
Is she wet?
No.
Then what is it supposed to mean?
Taking a shower?
No. So it's your girl when she sees Gibby from iCarly.
Ew!
Drier than the Sahara.
No.
All right, so this one's a very common one. You guys should be able to get this one.
Oh, gosh.
Okay. Eiffel Tower.
The Eiffel Tower. A building in Paris.
Go ahead.
It looks like a triangle.
Okay, so both of you are wrong. Well, I guess Miranda's the closest.
What?
So it's a threesome with two guys and a girl where one guy is hitting it from behind, the other guy is getting a blowjob, the guys high-five each other over the girl and make an Eiffel Tower shape.
Oh my goodness. Oh my gosh.
I thought you guys would catch that one.
Why would we get that?
It's Urban Dictionary. You thought they were just going to talk about the building?
Yeah.
Probably.
Okay, so this one's a very easy one.
Wait. Question is, would you try the Eiffel Tower?
No.
You better say no.
No, I wouldn't.
Would you?
Oh my God, Miranda went to college and became a freak.
Would you?
No. I don't like threesomes. I like the person that it's like, that's my person. No one else. Sorry.
I feel like I'd get too jealous.
Too jealous? I mean, you're getting hit from behind.
I mean, if it's not like two guys, I'd probably get jealous.
Ah.
If it's like another girl.
Okay.
I would want the more important part.
I think you guys would share at that point. I don't know.
You got oh my God!
All right, so you guys ready for the next one?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm learning too much.
This is all about learning. This podcast is all about learning.
Uh-huh.
Educational is why I should change this one too.
Oh my goodness, no.
So this next word, sploosh.
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 Isn't that one drink that was out in the 90s that they used to have the commercial about?
I think you're thinking of Surge.
Oh, maybe.
okay. It's a fun word to say. Sploosh.
Sploosh.
Sure, like a splash. That seems the most accurate.
A female getting wet. Sploosh.
Oh, my God. That's not
how. You guys are not getting the Urban Dictionary thing down.
I'm just going to guess sex now for every single one, goodness. And I'll probably be somewhat close.
All right, so this one's a crazy one. But I'm going to say it anyways. The Green Bay Butter Churner. It is a sex act. Can you guys try to guess what the sex act is?
I feel like you'd do it in prison.
No.
Why
in prison? What made you think of that?
Guy.
Green Bay Butter Churner.
Is it someone using butter instead of lube in, like, Wisconsin?
You can't say that doesn't make sense.
All right. So this is a multi-stage sexual act. In the first stage, milk is produced from the lactating woman. Then the woman is anally fisted until she has attained the anal width sufficient and to receive the insertion of her own breast milk. Then she is ass fucked until the milk turns into butter.
I'm going to throw up.
The butter is then extracted and served over toast. Serves up to 12 for double servings. Use two fists or two men.
I'm going to throw up.
The Green Bay Butter Churner, guys.
That's disgusting.
This is, what do you guys think? You guys butter churning later?
Ew, gross, no. That's how you get UTIs.
I can't?
Yeah, I mean, that's true. You can eat the butter churn toast, though.
No, thank you. No, thank you.
Nope, not a fan. Oh my, what are you doing?
He's legit sideways. He's not supposed to be sideways in.
Alright.
The baby's going crazy.
You guys ready for... This is an acronym. An abbreviation.
Oh, gosh.
GMB.
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 Good morning, Bobby.
I think he meant Vietnam, but no, that's not it.
Didn't you say B?
Yeah, B.
Yeah, so she's technically right.
It is not that.
I have no idea.
Gosh, my balls.
Close. Very close.
God's malicious balls?
God's malicious. There's no L in there. Where's the L?
God's mega balls.
It is gargle my balls. That's the correct answer we're looking for. Gargle the balls. Gargle my balls. Gargle the balls. All right, so this next word. Have you guys heard of Edward Scissorhands?
Yes, I've seen the movie.
This is Edward 40 Hands.
Oh, God.
Can you guys guess?
He had 40 hands that could do a whole bunch of stuff.
This one isn't sexual. This is actually one of the first words I found that was not sexual. The dictionary needs to clean up their fucking...
Is it like one of those, like, hedge turners where they have, like, 40 teeth on it?
No. I know you guys seen these pictures around. I know I've seen them, like, back, like, a few years ago.
I don't know.
It's when you take a 40 to each hand, and you can't take them off till you finish drinking them.
A 40?
Yeah, like a bottle of alcohol. A big bottle of alcohol.
How would I know this?
They're on Facebook.
I've never seen that.
Oh, I guess you guys hang out with a different crowd then. I thought everyone's seen those.
Nope.
Joey, my Facebook's been clean. since I was a child. Since I've had it.
Oh, okay. Well, then I guess. So this one is called a soft launch.
A soft launch?
Yes.
Is this one sexual?
It is not sexual.
Oh. Soft launch? I feel like it's eating a baby.
Oh, what? My God! What are you launching to?
I'm saying launch, not lunch.
She said launching a baby.
I thought you said eating a baby.
No, eating.
Oh, eating. Oh.
You just like eating the baby on the couch. Soft launch.
Nope, not that.
I don't even know.
Okay, so it's a photo preview of a talking stage before it becomes an official relationship on social media. Taking a photo of dinner plate, their hands, half their face, shoes, you know, all to allude that they're seeing someone, but it's a mystery of who they're seeing.
Oh, that's cute, though.
That's kind of cute.
Yeah. See, not all these are sexual.
Okay. I like that one, though. Although, I hate when they do that.
Me too.
Because I'm nosy.
I am too.
I want to know who it is.
Yeah, and
unless you're Joe, who literally gets together with somebody in September and then doesn't even say they're together until, you know, Thanksgiving. But that's fine.
Yes.
It's all fine. It's fine. It's fine.
That's good.
It's fine.
I'm glad it's fine. Yeah, so, the next one.
It's fine, even though I was flushing his colon fluid. But, you know, that's fine. It's fine.
Okay, I'm great. Back to the thing.
I'm a little salty now, but it's okay.
So, this one. You guys heard of gold digging?
Yes.
Have you heard of grade digging?
Gray?
Grade.
Grade.
Grade. G-R-A-D-E. Digging.
J?
Grade. G.
Oh, okay.
I said that.
Grade digging.
Is that when you sleep with the professor to get a better grade?
What do you think, Miranda?
You dig for a better grade.
You're digging? You're close.
That does sound very close. Let's see.
Right out there.
Damn it.
Grade digging. How about the other way around? You gotta.
The professor sleeps with you? For their better grade?
And we change your Pixel rating system. You gotta sleep with people to get more stars.
Oh my goodness.
What the fuck?
No! I was meaning like.
You're digging the grave to your teacher.
Digging a grave for your teacher? Yeah. You gotta explain this one.
They give you a bad grade, so you're digging their grave.
Yeah, there you go.
And then you're just gonna change the grade later.
Okay, so how about a girl who only talks to you for help for her classes?
Oh, okay.
That one makes a lot more sense.
Yeah, I guess.
There's a guy on the team. He's like, yeah, I would literally just ask any girls that were, like, around me to do my homework. He was like, yo, yeah, sure. I was like, you're
So he's stupid. A grade digger.
He's
digger.
A grade digger.
Yes, he is.
We should get him a t-shirt. Like, it'll say grade digger, and then on the back, brought to you by Randomness Chat. Yes. Follow us on Spotify.
We're up a podcast. You know, wherever you listen to podcasts, it's on the website.
Yeah.
So, how about the next one? Do you guys... I don't know if you guys are going to get this next one.
We haven't got any of them.
So, it is a liquid zoo.
What?
Liquid zoo.
Are you killing the animals, taking their blood, and then putting them...
What the fuck was
that? I guess you could kind of call, like, a guy getting off, though, a liquid orphanage.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So, is it kind of along those lines?
So, are you saying a pet? You're getting a pet off?
No, I mean, like, in a zoo.
I was thinking just taking the blood of, like, each animal.
Oh, my God.
It's a blood zoo of a zoo.
It's a fucking aquarium, people.
That makes sense. We made it so morbid.
It's an aquarium.
It's a fucking aquarium. Oh, fuck. This is scary. If you guys don't hear from me next week, you know why.
Oh, my goodness. God damn.
That's funny.
All right, I got a few more. A few more.
Okay.
So, a wiki loop.
A wiki loop?
Wiki loop. Just as it sound.
So, instead of like a wiki link, it's a loop?
A loop for what?
I don't know.
We don't know. We've never heard of these.
Neither have I until I started. I've heard of Apple Tower, but that's about it.
Wiki loop?
Of course you have, you hoe.
Like a loop? Like a loop-de-loop?
What?
Or a lube?
Loop, like a loop.
Like, loop or yeah, a loop?
A real fucked up roundabout.
Yes. A roundabout that is underwater?
What? Well, where have you heard that? Where have you seen that? I want to know exactly where you've seen that.
I mean, they have roller coasters that go underwater.
Okay, so how about... I don't know, where you guys get this water from?
A leaky! Leaky! You're leaky!
It's leaky! Leaky! Wikipedia, not fucking leaky!
Okay, so what is a wiki loop?
The vicious entrapping cycle of clicking intriguing link after intriguing link on Wikipedia. You're in a wiki loop. You just keep on clicking links on Wikipedia. Okay,
okay. I was closer. I think I'm winning.
None of you guys are winning.
I most definitely knew I was not going to win this.
We should do this where Joe has to guess what they are.
Oh, yeah, because he never does it.
Yeah, so next weekend, me and you will get some words together.
Okay.
No, I got next weekend's podcast figured out. You guys got to figure out the weekend after.
We already got it.
I got the next 4 weeks figured out. Well, where you guys
bad.
At?
Too bad.
Oh, I'm glad.
Yes.
Shows you have a lot more free time than us.
Not anymore. So the last one is Ben.
Ben?
Ben. Well, I got one more after that.
Can you spell it?
B-E-N. Ben. Have you never heard of Ben?
Is it an acronym?
It is not an acronym.
Is it a person?
It's just a man named Ben.
Ben?
A man named Ben?
Bend over!
That'd be a funny name. Ben Dover.
Oh, gosh.
Hey, bend over.
Yeah, that's what my guess. Doing? It's just a random man named Ben.
All right, what about you?
Ben? I'm Ben.
Yes, Ben.
Beating Ben.
You're beating Ben?
You beat a man named Ben just to take over the name Ben.
That's how everyone should do it.
Oh, like the,
Did you have to fight for your
name? What was it, John?
Oh, you know what was it John's?
I think it was John's.
I think, yeah, where they had all the Johns get together, and they had to fight for their name.
And actually, a little kid won that.
Yeah, that was so cute.
It was.
It is a duck. You guys are way off.
No, I mean, it's just a duck.
It's a duck overlord, actually. He can perform mind control on ducks of all kinds. Ben, the duck.
But how do you know he's really a duck?
That's what Wiki says.
But he has mind control, so how do you know he's not a person named Ben making you think he's a duck?
Can't he just be a robot?
Like that robot chicken that kids
watch?
Yeah, I like robot chicken.
You would.
He would.
All right. So I got one more.
Okay.
This is a bonus one.
Okay.
So I Urban Dictionary R names.
Oh my goodness.
I picked the best one I could.
Oh, gosh.
Okay. So, like, mine was, don't ask who Joe is. So, I didn't really like that one. Yours was something that's not even true about you. But, right, Dakota, you have a good one.
Oh, no.
So, do you want to guess what your name on Urban Dictionary is?
No.
Mine has, like, 127 or something, doesn't it?
What?
No, I don't know. Urban Dictionary.
Urban Dictionary. Oh.
Okay, that might
That's
be
Dakota.
Google.
Yeah, Dakota.
Yeah.
What does Dakota mean on Urban Dictionary?
Dakota?
I'm so scared.
Dakota. I feel like you would be...
Be careful. Be very careful. Tread lightly.
Wait, I wonder, like, maybe... Okay, so when, like, my thoughts of her when I didn't know you.
We should tell that story.
Well, you know what? First, we're going to talk about the Dakota name on Urban Dictionary.
But is it similar to that?
No.
Okay, so
we're safe.
Dakotas are very weird.
True.
They're pretty good friends. They always wear smiles just because... They like to play around and do dumb things, and they like to say things out loud. That's what it says. They don't have the patience for annoying kids, normal kids, or people in general. The sentence is, look, here comes Dakota. Everyone drop the drama.
Isn't, like, Miranda, like, a stripper by night or, like, school?
I don't know.
By day?
I don't know. I didn't really read yours. I read, like, the first two sentences.
Wow. Okay, so we got it. Miranda's got to tell the story about how when she first saw pictures of me and told everybody I look like a demon.
Okay, so me and Joey were at Cedar Point.
Yeah, but we're keeping names out.
Yes. Me and Joey was at Cedar Point, and...
She don't listen to this podcast.
Doesn't matter. I keep names out anyways.
Okay.
We were at Cedar Point, and, Jocely? Sure.
why would it be Jocely?
I guess we're doing Jocely is the other person.
So, my cousin, he was like, so which one should I talk to, or whatever? And the one was Jocely, and one was Dakota. Jocely looked like a little... She was blonde-headed, and she just looked really pretty, and she looked, like, light, and she was just bright. And then there was Dakota, where...
I'm getting all offended 2 years later.
She looked, like, a little dark, mysterious, and just...
I had purple hair, piercings, and tattoos, hair, so there you go.
A whole bunch of piercings, a whole bunch of tattoos, just dark. And I'm not a dark person. I was like, oh, I know that one. Go with that one. The angel. And then the other one was basically a demon.
Oh, wow. And here I am.
Yeah.
2 years later.
I'm glad he went with the demon, though.
Fuck okay. Jocelyn.
Okay, so you guys want to hear what Joe was?
Yeah.
On Urban Dictionary? So... Joe on Urban Dictionary, a simple yet deadly curse. Many mortals will ask, who is Joe? And then get hit with a Joe Mama.
My nephews used to call you Joe Mama.
Yes.
All the time. They'd literally come up and be like, so what's up, Joe Mama? Did you check Gray's?
I did not check Gray's, no.
Wow.
Should
it's a color.
Yeah,
it's
you
a
should color. Do Gray's.
It's a color.
You should do Gray's.
Color.
I'm going to look it up right now.
I already have it up.
Oh, do you?
Yes.
So, what is it?
I'm looking at it. Hold on.
Are you going to read it?
A color.
It's not
no.
that boring.
No.
It's right there. I see it. A color. A color.
Is it really?
Yeah, yes. But when you go down, a special sweet friend who will find happiness and contentness with friends he's known forever. Though those around him may push him in different directions to do what they want, he will eventually do what he wants, which leads to a simple, quiet life. A Gray usually has friends for life, and since childhood, he takes no sides and is loyal to himself and his ideas alone.
Aww.
Yeah, that's
and nice. There's one that says, means abducted, so that we're going to stay away from that one.
I call that was abducted. That sounds good.
Okay, sorry, we got to look up Miranda, abducted. Though. Oh, the most beautiful, caring, talented, unique girl in the world.
Joey!
I knew it wasn't true, so it's okay.
She may lack self-esteem often.
Oh, Joey also, got shot by a water bottle.
Wait, an outstanding lover who will make a great life partner and will have undying love for you. She is one of the best lovers when making love. Also linked to a famous bloodline of vampires, witches, and possibly mermaids. This is possibly she is linked to the supernatural Emma and Miranda bond.
Oh my. Oh, there's.
So you a mermaid or a vampire?
Probably a vampire. I got the fangs.
I think everyone has fangs.
No, not everyone. They have like. I think everyone has the types of teeth, but not everyone's is like pointy like fangs. Mm. So it's like. It's called something different.
Mine are pointy, but they're all the way up here because my baby teeth pushed them out the way.
Nice. But I think that's it for Urban Dictionary, guys.
Yeah.
How do you guys like Urban Dictionary?
I don't.
All the definitions.
You should have actually went with mine.
Yeah, she's linked to vampires and mermaids.
Nah.
Since I have to work later, you should bring me a pumpkin spice latte.
No pumpkin spice
lattes. I love pumpkin spice lattes, but it has to be Starbucks because I don't like how Dunkin' adds liquid cinnamon.
Listen, I have lived 22 years of my life without ordering a pumpkin spice anything.
Well, too bad.
I'm going to make it 23.
No. This is what happens when you have a baby with a basic white girl, even though I'm not really a basic white girl because I am the demon, apparently, according to Miranda.
Yes.
I mean, that's better than nothing. You got a baby out of it.
You did get a baby out of it.
6 months later.
Well, you know what time it is? I think it's time for us to get going. It's time for our closing stuff already.
Is it? Wow.
You know what that means?
What?
I don't think I actually offended anybody.
About you offended emo people.
You did. So you called them dark.
You called us demons.
Okay, are you guys dark though?
Sometimes.
But you know,
y'all can be demons then.
Isn't emo like just like whatever you like or something like that?
I don't know. People change it a lot.
Black and dark and everything.
I thought that was goth. Goth? What's goth people?
What's the difference between goth and emo?
Yeah, goth is more kind of like Victorian-ish styles. Like they wear like more of the classic clothing.
I love that clothing.
But then also there's a very thin line between like goth, emo, and punk.
I thought punk is whatever you like. No. That might be it. No?
That's like band tees and stuff.
Black, black, black.
Now you just have to apologize to the color black.
Apologize to all the blacks. Apologize to all the blacks.
I'm sorry for all the blacks.
Okay. Oh my god. That sounded worse.
It did. Joe, you gotta apologize for making her say that.
I'm not apologizing for that one. That was kind of fun.
You can apologize for forgetting the diaper bag yesterday.
Oh, yeah, friend of the show listens to this, yeah.
Yeah, so you can apologize to him for forgetting the diaper bag.
I'm not sorry for that. You had it for like an hour.
Joey!
Yeah, for an hour. It's an hour.
That is not the problem.
This is why I bought him a pack of diapers and left them in your car.
Okay, so I think after that, Miranda, where can they find you?
They can find me at MerPanda1001.
Dakota, what about you?
You can't find me.
I can't find you again?
I'm the mysterious dark emo demon.
Sorry, it's on Twitch. She said in past episodes.
Yeah,
just go.
Storm Winchester 97, I believe.
No.
Oh, what is it?
Dakota Storm.
On Dakota Storm 97 on Twitch.
Go listen to the other podcast.
I just said what it was.
Go listen to the other podcast anyways.
Yeah, that's true.
See, there you go. You're trying to tell Miranda not to advertise.
But no, yeah. I think we have a website.
Oh, we do.
We do. www.randomnesschat.wordpress.com.
And you guys can submit ideas. Did we finally fix the message issue?
I think so.
Okay, so yeah, if you guys want like certain ideas or something, or request merch, because I really want to do that.
Yeah, you send an email. If I haven't responded to your email in 24 hours, send us a Facebook message and let me know.
Yeah, we're going to answer getting anything? Those.
I think we got like one or two things, something.
Did we really?
Yeah.
Just like
Joe sent them to himself.
Really, Joey?
Well, I want to make sure the email worked.
Okay.
I think it works.
Yay.
If it doesn't work, find us on Facebook at Randomness Chat Podcast fan group.
Yeah, there's only one person blocked from the page, so all you guys should be able to do it because she don't listen to the show.
Yeah.
We talk too much crap.
Yeah, but, she's my mama.
I didn't say that one, but yeah.
Well,
find us there. You can message us directly.
Yeah. Well, we'll likely answer.
Oh, no, we will answer.
We will.
Yes. Well, Joe probably will because he doesn't let any of us.
Miranda has it.
Oh, well, I'm the only one?
I guess.
Wow.
You weren't the OG. First, like, one and two, you weren't here or you were sleeping.
Yeah, you weren't in the OG episodes.
I'm sorry, I was taking care of a child.
You weren't the OG episodes. Because
mm-hmm.
it's all OGs.
I got called an OG too today.
By who?
I went to Tiffin Carnival. That's what took me so long. I went to go watch my old cross country team race. And it was like, oh yeah, she's the OG like runner. And I was like, oh. Thanks.
But Miranda are OGs on this podcast.
Yeah. Mm, I'm not.
You know, you're very new, but still.
I've been here for every single episode, though.
Sleeping or...
Yeah, technically.
I'm sorry I had a child!
But it's okay, because you're here now.
Yep.
All of us are here. Oh, yeah, I'm at Joe Biok on Twitter. Oh, Jesus.
Are you okay?
Yeah, he's cool.
Went down the wrong pipe.
He scared me.
He did, too.
Yeah, for those who don't know, that my baby just coughed. And I was not expecting that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, is there anything else we need to plug
out? Oh, yeah, they got a little bit of input from Gray today.
Yes, they did.
Yeah.
First time ever.
Yeah.
Right on the show.
Well, that was baby Gray.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's my kid.
Yeah.
My kid, too.
He's so
cute. I guess he's Retro Joe's kid, too.
Okay, but yeah, no, anything else we got to plug in through?
No.
www.aliveshoes.com/pandemic, PANDMIC. Go grab those shoes.
Yep, and I got to go to work.
Sorry, this was a little shorter.
I think we still hit the hour mark.
Yeah, I think the other one was like 20 minutes, yeah.
No, I was about to say, yeah, no, we hit like, I think we hit around the hour mark. It's somewhere around there. If not, we'll fill in dead time, I guess. I don't know. All right. But, oh yeah, next few episodes. I know I'm working on them right now. One of them is still going to be the cookbook killer.
Oh my God.
I promise you guys, I'm doing the research right now as we speak. It's very hard. Serial killers. It's hard to do the research on them because you look up a cookbook killer and it's a cookbook by a serial killer.
Oh God!
So I gotta look up by his actual name.
Well, that's kind of cool though.
Yes. It was very interesting. I thought about buying it, but I did not.
No.
Wait, like, would the recipes have, like, human people in it?
No, I think it's regular cookbooks, Marina. They would not sell it online if it had human meat in it.
Well, you never know. Okay. Alrighty, Dakota's saying we gotta
Dakota's
go.
Dakota's sitting there forcing me to get out.
I gotta work.
You didn't gotta work, but I think that's it.
Okay, bye.
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 Alright, we are back because we all suck at math. And we thought that
I said it was gonna be short.
I'm blaming you too.
No, I'm the one that said sorry.
Well, you know, we're not making it short.
I already knew it was going to be short.
We're going to at least do... this lasts a little bit.
We always go to like 50-ish minutes.
Oh, no, it's usually an hour.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, normally when we do it, we normally go to 20 minutes on the...
Okay, either they don't even know how we do it.
Okay, that's true.
We're going to talk about what's coming up in the future episodes.
Okay, well, it's coming up.
So, next week, we are going to be talking about the weird-ass laws of the United States again.
Part two.
A second edition, almost.
Oh, that's one of them I was guessing.
Yes. Part two, because there are so many weird laws I could not talk about last episode.
Am I guessing in that one?
Oh, yeah, you and Dakota are going to be guessing the states again.
Okay.
Fun times.
Oh, you laugh a lot during
this. Yeah. There's a lot of weird ones.
Okay. Should I have a map this time?
A map? You might need a map. we'll freshen her up on the map.
Is it only in America?
Yeah, only in America, because okay, that's the United States.
I just want to make sure.
We could do weird laws of the world, but no. Okay. Then the week after that will be the cookbook killer. That is Nathaniel Bar Jonah.
Nathaniel
Bar Jonah.
Bar Jonah.
Yes, and all the horrific crimes he did.
Did he eat the people?
He has been rumored to eat the people, yes.
Okay.
We will go over all that. We'll go over the victims.
Okay.
We'll try to condense it all in an hour.
At least. Yeah, not do it to part one and two.
I do not want to do part one and part two of this monster, but whoever his pet life and stuff like that.
But part one and two are sometimes fun.
Yes, but still, I want to try to go over it.
Alright.
So I think I'm going to be part two. That's one part episode.
One?
Yeah, I'm thinking one part. Because, you know, everyone's heard of John Wayne Gacy and stuff like that. No one's heard of this dude.
I don't know who John Wayne
Gacy is. Yes, you do. You just talked about him not even last week. It's been 7 days.
7 days and I already forget.
Yes. Everyone knows about Jeffrey Dahmer, John Wayne Gacy.
Jeffrey Dahmer.
It's Jeffrey Bezos. But no, I was about to say that song's Jeffrey Bezos. Different people.
I
different time frames.
But
different periods of history.
But it sounds similar.
How? You tell me how.
Jeffrey Bezos.
Yes.
Jeffrey Dahmer.
No, that's nowhere near it. They don't have the same syllables.
To me, it sounds similar.
Okay, but yeah, I think that's within the next few weeks.
Okay.
Yes.
Is there more after that, or have you gotten that far?
I'm still working on the other parts. I think coming up is going to be a spelling bee.
Well, I cannot do it. Well, I might be.
Oh, no, you're going to be doing the spelling bee.
Okay, but is it going to be easy words?
Oh, they're going to be easier words. Don't worry. I'm not going to sit there and make you spell quantum physics or anything like that.
I hope not.
No.
Because you're going to hear a lot of... like me trying to sound out the word to figure out the word.
But no, it will be be very, it'll be pretty easy words. We're going to see how many of them you can spell.
The first one, you should start off with cat, so I get at least one right.
We'll see. We'll see.
You gotta at least make sure I can get one right.
You'll be able to get a lot of them right. I'm gonna make sure they're easy for you, Miranda. Don't worry.
Okay. Okay.
This is gonna be like second grade spelling bee level right here.
Oh, okay. Then I should be able to get it.
Yes. I have to make sure second grade is level for you.
I feel like you're gonna make it hard.
But besides that, I think that's really about it for the scheduling.
The scheduling?
Future episodes.
I'll do another notes.
Oh, please,
one.
God, no. You tell me what you want to do, and I will do the research. How about that? We'll make that a thing. You can read it.
Oh, okay. You can, okay.
I'll do the research, you read it. Yes.
As long as there's, like, no big names or anything.
You can read the cookbook killer.
Okay, that would work, because, yeah, I'm not good at researching.
No, but I am great at it, apparently.
I guess so.
I mean, the best one out of all three of us.
I mean, Dakota hasn't really done any.
Yes. So that means I am automatically the best one out of all three of us.
I don't think that's fair.
Oh, it is.
That is definitely not fair, because she hasn't had a chance to.
Well, she hasn't had time to.
That is true. So you can't count her out yet.
Oh, I can't.
No, you can't.
I did. 1, 2, 3. Done.
You cannot count her out. And it goes to 10 if she's getting counted out.
Nope.
Yes.
Not my world.
That is the wrestling rule.
That's the wrestling world. No, it's not my world.
I don't care what your rule is.
Yeah. So, anything else, Miranda, you want to add on?
Wish me luck in my races?
No, don't do that.
Joey!
Wish the opponents luck. Who are you facing next time?
It's all of Ohio.
All of Ohio versus Miranda Billman? Is that
Joey,
it?
Yes.
Well, I wish all of Ohio the rest of the luck.
That is really mean. No, you cannot do that.
Why can't I?
Because that is all of Ohio. I cannot be the last one. It's always been the goal.
Well, yeah, you're not the first one.
I can get there.
When?
When everyone dies.
When they're all paraplegics, you get out.
Just start shanking people in a race, and then they're falling down.
Alright, so if you don't hear Miranda's next, that means she got committed a murder. Live from the prison cell, Miranda.
I don't think they would let me do a podcast in the prison.
Well, it's a phone call. It's a phone call. We'll do a phone call. Do a phone call.
Oh, yeah, technically, yeah, but that's going to be really hard. That's literally going to be like 5 minutes and then
that's
you're trying to recall.
Yes. Okay. I think it's 15. I'm pretty sure it's 15.
Oh, okay.
You get 15 minutes there.
Yeah, but then you just got to already be ready for everything.
Yeah, and I will be ready for everything if I know you're calling that day.
As soon
that
as
time.
I call, you're going to have to be like, okay,
we're recording.
We're recording right now.
Well, yeah.
Hello!
Well, that's because when you're gone, I have a different recording device. I can upload it there on Anchor itself. I'm not recording off Anchor.
When I'm at prison?
No, when you're away on the call.
Oh.
I have a different recording device for
you
there.
Oh,
you there.
Do?
Yes.
Okay.
Not Anchor. Anchor sucks at that. We can't find out.
Yeah.
Great for making podcasts, though.
That is
so
true.
Hopefully they don't kick us off of there like they do everything else.
Yeah. We can't offend Anchor.
I think I already did.
You most likely.
So I gotta apologize to the sponsor of the episode, Anchor. Anchor.
Yeah. That's important.
And also check out Gray Tees. Shoe Line Pandemic.
Oh my goodness. Yes, go do that too.
Yes.
But for the warning, I'm not going to prison and I'm not in prison.
Yet.
Technically, yet. Yeah. It could always happen. You just.
Always.
Always, yeah. Yeah, you never know what you're gonna do. I'm actually, like, scared, because I don't want to do something wrong and then go to prison, and then they're gonna send you to, like, Florida or, like, Texas, one of the states that actually have the killing...
The death sentence?
Yeah,
the death killing... Well, what do you all call it? The killing what? The killing zone.
I don't know. I was gonna get there. But, like...
Doesn't Ohio have killing...
Huh?
Doesn't Ohio have the death sentence, too?
I don't think so.
Wow.
I don't know, but I don't think they have the death sentence.
Ah.
I think it was
There's only like 7 of them or something like that.
I don't know. We can definitely look it up and we'll talk about it. We'll talk about it later.
Probably off the during podcast. The cookbook killer.
He should have got the death chair. I think he did, though.
He did?
Well, he's from Michigan.
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure he's from Michigan. I didn't really do that much research. I know his name.
I don't know. I always feel like they can always, like, transfer you over there. So, no matter what, you can, like, still
get the death sentence. I guess.
That's why I don't want to go to prison. Because I don't want the death sentence. Then there's, like, people literally watching you die.
All right, Miranda. You know
for fun.
How about we do this? We're going to tell them what happens if we get 10 more audience members.
Oh, and they don't want to listen to death sentencing.
No, there's going to be something cool.
Okay, what's happening?
So, 10 more audience listeners, we will go over the last meals of famous serial killers. Famous last meals.
Like in prison?
Yeah, like John Wayne Gacy's famous last meals, stuff like that.
How are we supposed to know that?
It's online.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's very easy to look up.
Why?
But we don't talk about it, give our input on it.
Why are the stuff online?
Am I the online people? Do I work online?
I don't know.
I do work online, but that's a different concept.
It's just, like, why would you want people to know that? Why do people want to know that? Oh, what is his last meal before he died?
It's very interesting. Some of them are, like, I think John Wayne Gacy had a bucket of KFC and stuff like that in a picnic with his family.
Because he knew he was going to die?
Well, he was dying in prison. It was a death sentence. You have your last meals.
Wait, so they get, like, let you out?
Yeah, no, like,
They
there's a guard that'll come ask you what you like for your final meal the day before you die.
Are you serious?
Yeah, you did not know that?
I've never been in there.
I've never been in prison either. I don't know this.
How am I supposed to know, like, what happens during the death sentence?
Books.
I don't read that type of books.
Fucking YouTube videos. There's.
I don't watch that. I don't want to watch it. I was just saying how
movies.
I don't want to be in that situation. Movies. So why would I watch that situation?
Movies.
I do not want to watch somebody dying.
Well, you know, why do you watch horror films?
Okay, I can watch horror films. That's somebody killing somebody.
Wait, I don't want to watch someone die.
But I don't want to watch them.
That's the person's not real. I don't care.
I don't want them. I don't want to be watching somebody sitting in a chair getting electrocuted.
You don't watch that part.
Or, like, getting the little thing.
You don't watch that part.
And, like, shake crazy.
You don't watch that part.
That's the only thing I think of.
Weird. There's more to prison than people dying.
Well. Yeah, they get raped and then they eat poorly and, you know.
I don't know what they eat, honestly, but all I know is that.
Ramen noodles, and then I think Peyton said what? You put, like, ketchup in it with, like, seasonings.
I don't know. I've never been to prison. But all I know is that,
I've never been to prison either.
We're going to go over their famous last meals.
Okay.
I'll do the research. I'll pull it all up. It's okay.
I didn't know that they could get, like, an actual
good
last meal. So.
Yes. Like, I think someone got, like, Big Macs and stuff like that.
Do you think somebody would want, like, a homemade meal?
There's people who want homemade meals, yes. But we'll talk about that all.
What if it's, like, just to see their family? Like, they don't want a meal?
I don't know. I'm not the prison. But we'll talk about it.
Okay.
Anything else you can add, Miranda?
Let's see. I don't think so.
Okay, so, you remember everything we went over before we got off track? Next week, podcast is about?
What is next week's podcast?
It's been 10 minutes.
Yes.
The weirdest laws in the United States.
Oh, yes.
The week after.
Not
Nathaniel Barjona.
Yes.
What happens if they can get all their friends listening?
Spelling Bee?
That's the week after.
Spelling Bee. And
well, that's a future episode. That might not be the week after Nathaniel Barjona. I might. We'll have to figure that one out.
I have no idea.
If they get 10 extra listeners, tell their friends to follow us, listen to our episodes, We will do the famous last meal. So think we just got done talking about. Not even 2 minutes ago.
No, the order just didn't come to me.
So, I think you need a nap.
I do.
I might take a nap,
too. I still gotta go all the way back to college.
Yes, thank you for coming and seeing us.
No
for
problem.
An hour, well, for like, what, hour and a half?
Yeah.
We've been doing this hour and a half? Yeah. Easily.
My mom just called, so I better go.
Yeah, she doesn't like me, but we'll get out of here.
Yeah. None of the family likes each other.
Yeah, my dad likes me. That's all that matters.
Right now we're like split.
My dad likes me.
Okay, she's leaving at 2, so I gotta go.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.